Welcome to the Wealth Uncensored podcast, straight talk about everything that impacts your wealth. In each episode, I share what I've learned through my own experience and 2 decades of helping high net worth clients structure their affairs to minimize taxes and protect their assets for the next generation. I'll also feature special guests who are experts in their own field, sharing their knowledge and experience to help you protect what's yours. I'm your host, Jimmy Sexton. Let's dive into today's show. Welcome to our latest episode, The Power of Backup Structures in Global Asset Protection. I'm your host, Jimmy Sexton. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about what a backup structure is, their importance, how they can help you protect your assets, and how to go about setting one up. So a backup structure is basically just what it sounds like. It's a backup to your primary structure. I've done a lot of content about setting up trusts and foundations for asset protection, estate planning, succession planning, privacy, and tax minimization. Anybody who follows me knows why they should set one up, so there's no need to delve into that here. But what happens if and when the jurisdiction where your primary structure is no longer suits your need? And what happens if you need to move your assets from your primary structure to somewhere quickly, but you have nowhere to move them, right? It takes time to set up a new structure and move your assets to it, right? You have to find the right jurisdiction for the structure. You have to figure out how to move your assets to it. You have to go through the due diligence and all the stuff in order to onboard with the different lawyers and advisors that you need to get that set up, right? And while all this is going on, all the time it's taking for you to figure out where to set up the new structure, get the team in place to get it set up and actually get it set up, you're putting your assets at risk, right? It's taking time that you might not have. So that's the risk of not having a backup structure. And backup structures is something that I haven't typically done in the past, but in today's society, having a backup structure has become extremely important and something that I've been working with my clients on more and using this as an asset protection strategy more and more. So like I was saying, a backup structure is exactly what it sounds like. It's this secondary backup structure that's already in place, right? You can set this up at any time. Some of my clients set it up at the same time they set up their primary structure. Some of my clients have already had primary structures and now want to set up a backup structure. So the backup structure is essentially, like I said, just what it sounds like. It's a backup structure to which you can transfer your assets from your primary structure quickly because it already exists. In today's world, mobility is key to protecting assets, right? We live in a rapidly evolving regulatory world, and the war on wealth is getting a lot worse. It's not getting better, right? Look, things change, and a jurisdiction's laws could change for the worse. Or the country could become politically unstable, engaged in a war, it could be blacklisted, it could be difficult to bank. I mean, the reasons why a jurisdiction may become unattractive are endless. And if that happens, you need to be able to react and move quickly. Having a backup structure in one or more jurisdictions is just smart, and in my opinion, the best solution. This way, you have a structure to which you can move your wealth very quickly. So where should you set up your backup structure, right? I mean, this is always something that I get asked, okay? I should have a backup structure. Sounds like a good idea. Well, where should I put that backup structure? The considerations are relatively the same as for your primary structure, right? You have to consider the jurisdiction's laws. For example, how much asset protection do they provide? Do they have firewall provisions? How long is their fraudulent conveyance statute? How flexible are their laws, right? Will they allow you to set up your trust or foundation the way you want to? Some countries, for example, put restrictions on who can be a beneficiary, while others don't. Some countries allow migration, so moving a structure from one jurisdiction to another, and some jurisdictions don't. And this is important, right? Because if you want to be in a jurisdiction with your primary structure that allows outbound migrations, for example, in your new jurisdiction, you want the laws to allow inbound migrations, right? And then going back to the laws, you know, some countries' laws require that a structure be professionally managed, others don't. So these are just a few of the things that you need to look at. The legal framework needs to be complementary to that of your primary structure. And how much liability will the management board have towards beneficiaries, right? I mean, this can vary between trusts and foundations and jurisdiction to jurisdiction. You also want to look at how much privacy the jurisdiction offers. Who needs to be disclosed in the beneficial owner register? Is the beneficial owner register public? And do they update their laws to keep them current and make them more beneficial, right? What is the trend of their legislative evolution? Is it evolving to get better, more friendly towards asset protection, privacy, things like that? Or is it getting worse? You also need to think about how the structure will be taxed. You know, a lot of trust and foundation planning jurisdictions don't tax trusts and foundations, while others do. And do you need access to tax treaties? If so, does the jurisdiction have tax treaties? Are they beneficial to your structure? And can your structure access those tax treaties and use them and reap the benefits? And how efficient is their legal system at resolving disputes? Are they politically stable? What language do they use? How easy is it to get banking for entities set up there? What are the economic substance requirements? Is there a good pool of professionals you can rely on to advise you and help you manage the structure? What are the costs involved? I mean, the list of consideration goes on and on. And personal preference shouldn't be discounted, right? I mean, many Europeans, for example, feel confident in the European system and want a structure in Europe, whereas many in the Middle East aren't confident in the Middle East and they would prefer a structure outside of the Middle East. I usually choose jurisdictions in different geographical areas and subject to different outside forces for backup jurisdictions, right? Because you want a little bit of separation. You don't want them to be under the same spheres of control. That gives you more protection for the backup structure in case you need it, right? So for example, I would never set up a backup structure for an EU structure in another EU country. Just like I wouldn't set up a backup structure for a structure that's set up in a crown dependency in another crown dependency, right? And backup structures aren't set it and forget it. You need to stay on top of how the jurisdiction is evolving. It's possible you may need to change the jurisdiction or jurisdictions of your backup structures along the way, right? I mean, it's a moving goalpost in this world. In short, what's best today may not be best tomorrow, right? So to protect your wealth in today's rapidly changing world, you need to keep your wealth mobile and be able to move it quickly to where it is safe and welcome. So just to recap, we've discussed what a backup structure is, what its benefits are, how they can help you protect your assets, and what to consider when setting one up. If you want to learn more about the benefits of trusts and foundations, check out my Trusts and Foundations guide. I'll put a link in the description where you can download it. Anyway, I hope you found this episode useful, and don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Thank you for joining me on Wealth Uncensored, where we help you minimize taxes and protect your wealth for the next generation. If you like our show, be sure to subscribe and leave a review. And if you have any questions or suggestions for future episodes, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at info@esquiregroup.com. And don't forget to visit Esquire Group's website for more information on how we can help you secure your wealth. I'll be dropping knowledge again next week. Don't forget to join us.